The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Irish politics first and foremost in our mind, because we've got a sense of the makeup of the new government. So I don't expect you to kind of follow all of this in great detail, but I'll run through the names so far anyway. We know who the Taoiseach and Tánaiste are, Micheál Martin and Simon Harris respectively. Pascal Donoghue we knew was going back to finance. Jim O'Callaghan got the nod in the Department of Justice. There had been some suggestion that might go to James Brown, but James Brown is instead the Minister for Housing. So, Helen McEntee, she formerly of the Department of Justice, is now at the Department of Education. I mentioned James Brown at Housing. That means Dara O'Brien was out of a job very, very temporarily. He is now the Minister for Transport and the Environment. Social Protection, Dara Cailleary. There had been some talk today that Dara Cailleary might be left without a job by the end of the day. He's Minister for Social Protection. Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, Jack Chambers. We knew that would happen. That was a straight swap with Pascal Donoghue. Peter Burke stays at Enterprise, the Fine Gael TD. Patrick O'Donovan, who had been at Higher Education, is Department of Arts, Culture and Communications. Minister for Fun, I think, is how some people describe that portfolio. Like I say, Higher Education is now James Lawless. Fianna Fáilir, Norma Foley has gone from the Department of Education. She's now Minister for Children, Disability. Jennifer Carroll McNeill. Got the health portfolio. Who did she insult in Fine Gael to get that job, one wonders. Mary Butler, Chief Whip, which is a super junior. Tibby Doody was with me earlier, the Fianna Fáil TD. There had been some talk he was on a shortlist for Chief Whip, but Mary Butler getting the job. Ona Brin is with me in studio, Sinn Féin TD and the party's housing spokesperson, and we'll speak to him in just a moment. But Mick Clifford is with me as well. Mick is on the line, special correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Mick, there's always a couple of surprises, despite kind of people claiming to know in advance exactly who is getting what job. What surprised you?
I'd have to say, Kieran, James Brown in housing was definitely a surprise. And in a way, Ona Brin might disagree with me in this, I don't know, but in a way, a bit of a disappointment from this perspective. You know, housing is so important. Dara O'Brien, there may be a mixed view on his success or otherwise, but he was certainly portrayed by the government parties as being a success in there. It takes a while to read into any brief. And it's a bit similar to Simon Coveney, who very much was gung-ho in what he was going to do in housing. And then when the election of Leo Varadkar midterm, that he immediately jumped out of there and Owen Murphy was put in there. And, that there is no continuity, I think, and certainly from where I'd be reading it, could be read as a bit of a drawback in that respect. I mean, apart from that, it was generally predicted practically everything there. Dara Cailleary, as you say, there was some issue, would he have won? There was a suggestion, in fact, there was more than a suggestion that Peter Burke would be moved from Enterprise, but he remains there. But otherwise, it's nearly as you were. And the most interesting one, I think, that we'll see just going ahead will be Jennifer Carroll McNeill in Health and whether she's able to make a mark there.
On the housing front, I mean, to a degree, and I'm not suggesting the minister doesn't matter, but when you've got a plan, regardless of what you think of the plan, when you've got a plan like Housing for All, the job really is just to try and keep it on track rather than reinvent the wheel.
I wouldn't really agree with you there, Kieran.
Okay.
I think the element of political will, the element of knowing your way around all the different sectors around the department, around the local authorities in regards to housing, all of those aspects to it, because it's so complex, because you've so many varied interests, you've so many things to look out for. I think it is important to the individual you have in there, and particularly once an individual reads themselves into it, they have the kind of corporate knowledge that you don't just pick up. That you might, for instance, and not downgrading any other departments, but just in terms of where housing is at the moment and how complex the problem is, I think it does matter who you have.
Yeah. And listen, like I say, Ona Brin is with us, so I'm going to go to Ona in just a moment. But a final question, Mick. Jim O'Callaghan in the Department of Justice, a lot of people suggesting that would happen. I know maybe some thought maybe he might be overlooked as punishment for turning down a junior ministry job a few years ago to continue making the big bucks down the law library. But he, Minister for Justice, and that now comes with this Home Affairs brief, kind of Minister for Immigration, as it were. That is going to be a more important job, or maybe a better way to put it, a job that's going to get an awful lot more attention over the next 5 years. Is that right?
Very, very much so. And like you mentioned, the Home Affairs brief going in there. Now, there's two ways one could look at this. One wag suggested to me today, the fact that he's been promoted to senior ministry suggests Micheál Martin no longer considers him a threat. I don't know if Micheál Martin ever did consider him that way. I think he did his time in purgatory. But also, it's a sticky situation putting Home Affairs in there, as you say, immigration back in the same portfolio as justice. And traditionally, the permanent government in justice has had a view of issues around immigration. And unfortunately, we use the word immigration, and we're largely talking about asylum seeking, because which only constitutes about 10% of immigration into the country. But they have a particular view that some might say is not very empathetic, and that fed into the reason why he was moved out of there. And it'll be very interesting to see how that progresses from here. One could suggest that, does it suggest a slight shift in the government's attitude to issues around asylum seeking, as we'd already seen, and to be fair, not just with the main government parties, but to some extent also with Sinn Féin in the months before the general election. So that will be interesting, definitely.
Martin Hayden, Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnell-Logue, I see nowhere on any list at the moment. Listen, Mick, thanks a million for joining us. Mick Clifford, Special Correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Eoin O'Brien, as I say, is with us in studio. Eoin, your reflection on the fact that you would be facing James Brown across the floor of the Dáil more so than Dara O'Brien over the next 5 years.
Yeah, so his name had been mentioned in some of the leaks from government sources over the last couple of days, so it's not a complete surprise. What is intriguing about it, though, is that the government has spent, and Micheál Martin in particular, has spent the last 2 years saying the plan is working, they've turned a corner, things are going in the right direction. And yet at the same time, they've now put not only a first-time senior minister, but somebody who's no background in housing. Dara, if you remember, was the opposition spokesperson in housing for Fianna Fáil during Confidence and Supply. James, to the best of my knowledge, doesn't have a background in it. So do I think it's going to make a lot of difference? No, because the policy hasn't changed. The programme for government makes that very clear. So the continuity is there. But it also means that, in real terms, senior officials will probably be more important over the next kind of 12 months as James is reading himself into it. And one of the things the outgoing government has done, or the last government, as we'll now call them, is they have introduced a level of complexity that is just mind-boggling. So almost every scheme for the delivery of social housing, affordable housing, supporting private sector delivery, has gone through so many iterations that you would literally need a PhD to be able to understand and explain all of those different schemes. Now, Dara O'Brien was there during all of that. So I think Cliff's point around bringing somebody new is unusual. It hardly strikes me, though, that the government thinks Dara was doing a good job. And of course, what happened today, other than the election of the Taoiseach? We finally have the figures from the Central Statistics Office of total home completions for 2024. All last year, Simon Harris, Micheál Martin, Dara O'Brien kept telling us 40,000 new homes would be built last year. Everybody said that wasn't going to happen. Everybody said it wasn't true. As late as October, Micheál Martin told a gathering of Fianna Fáil people that almost 40,000 would be delivered. Not only were they wrong, not only is it far less than that, but it's even less than last year. There's been a fall of 7% new home completions, just 30,000. So, of course, if they had appointed Dara on the day that the lie that he repeated over and over again, and it was a lie, he knew it wasn't going to happen, but he kept saying it. If they had reappointed him on the day that the facts proved.
Did he know it was a lie? Timmy Dooley was here in studio earlier today, and Timmy suggested there might be a whole raft of houses nearing completion and they wouldn't get captured in the CSO data.
What's really important about this, and this is advice for anybody who is going to have the job as minister, the CSO tells us the trajectory of new home completions. There's a series of industry monitors, the central bank monitor is one of the most monitored things in our housing system. And if three quarters the way through the year, everybody, and I mean everybody, is saying output will be somewhere around where it was the previous year, to continue to say 40,000 homes will be delivered is just dishonest. Yeah. And there was nobody saying that that was possible.
What changed between 23 and 24? Because I know you'll say, if I say, why didn't it? Because you say it's the wrong plan. But that plan delivered more houses in 23. So something disimproved, and it wasn't the Housing for All plan.
Sure.
What changed?
It was the Housing for All plan. So the increase that was meant to deliver the 33,000 new homes last year, right, because that was the original target, required an increase in social housing, an increase in cost rental and affordable housing. And that hasn't been achieved. So actually, the one thing the government is meant to be able to control, the delivery of public housing, not only has it missed its targets each year, but the upward trajectory, which was meant to get us over the 30,000, didn't happen. But the second thing is the private sector. Like, I spend a lot of time around the country talking to small, medium and large builders and developers. And they have been telling us right throughout the course of 2023 that there were a number of issues around financing, site servicing, access to land, utility connections. And if no action was taken on those, they were warning back in 2023 that output in 2024 would stagnate.
And planning. Objections as well. They all talk about that.
It's not objections, right?
You might say that. No, they absolutely do talk about that when you talk to builders.
What developers will tell you is it's not the objections. It's the length of time it takes to get a decision. That's actually a function of the staffing. And both our local authorities and on board Planola have repeatedly said between the two of them, they need an extra 550 staff and they haven't been provided. Having said all of that, does it really make a wild lot of difference? If the policies remain the same, the outcomes remain the same. And on that basis, there is continuity. It's the wrong kind of continuity. But unlike when Darragh O'Brien became minister and he had the kind of benefit of COVID to conceal his own failures in his first 2 years, James Brown isn't going to have that. Micheál Martin isn't going to have that. And I think this government is going to have a much tougher time trying to sell their housing policy failures as a success over the next period of time. And therefore, I do think it's going to be the big battleground in the months ahead.
Mandy Johnson is with us as well, presenter of Taking Stock, of course, here in News Talk. So Mandy, you've been poring over the makeup of cabinet there. What do you make of it?
Yeah, well, I think there's going to be quite a bit of surprise on the Fianna Fáil portfolios for sure. I think around the Fine Gael ones, pretty much as had been predicted. But on the Fianna Fáil side, I guess if you're looking at it in the round, it's more about, the potential that's in Fianna Fáil and giving those ministers who were junior ministers a step up. And rewarding that kind of promise and potential rather than leaning back on experience. I think the one that people will be surprised at is James Brown going into housing.
And sorry, is that how you interpret it? Because the narrative had been if Jim O'Callaghan got justice ahead of James Brown, that you weren't kind of rewarding the work James Brown had put in. Is this how Micheál Martin has kind of done that?
Well, look, I think they are rewarding the work that James Brown has done because, as you've just heard from Owen, the pressure on the housing front is not going to let up. And it's a really important one. For me, the two things that were very interesting in these appointments were who were they going to put into housing and who were they going to put into justice? Because in the election campaign, it became very clear that justice was going to be a significant part of Fianna Fáil's political offering and offering to solve those problems in the future, not just on the crime side, but also, as you mentioned, it now has immigration as well. Mm. And not just the procedures on immigration, but the plans on immigration and the housing on immigration. And if those things are taken over by the Department of Justice, it becomes a huge department, and it will be. But also, if they get the housing issue right on that, it'll have a knock-on effect on the housing more generally. So I do think James Brown has been rewarded because it's a huge portfolio. It's a complex environment. I think Darragh O'Brien, to be fair, has probably left that department, notwithstanding what Owen has said, in a better way than he found it. I think it's...
Has he been demoted today? I mean, you look at that, say from Micheál Martin's point of view, he's looking at two departments. He's looking at transport and he's looking at housing. He's got 2 minutes. I want to put James Brown in one and Darragh in one. Not to reappoint Darragh to housing when a lot of people thought he would do it. I mean, we've got to read something into that, don't we?
I don't think it's a demotion, actually. I do think it's a sideways move, maybe, rather than a demotion. I do think the fact that it's transport, energy, and transport, environment, I think energy is going to be in there.
Yeah.
So it will have a lot of serious issues. So all that renewable energy is a massive thing. It's going to have the data centres into it. The transport itself is a huge brief. So as a collective department, it's a big one, and it's going to have complex things in it, like the data centre. Can I just mention on the justice side again, please, if you don't mind, because I think another element of the justice portfolio and having whoever in that portfolio is a Dublin-based minister is an important one for Fianna Fáil as well, because, you know, it's a big urban problem and they're going to have to really lean in to try and fix that. But what it does show you is, like, in three big departments, they've got Dublin-based TDs now, you know. So yeah, they're leaning heavy into Dublin, and I think if you're just looking at it in its totality, and I haven't seen what's happening with Charlie McConnell yet, but it is, for me, it's about the next wave.
Yeah.
It's promise and potential rather than.
And a quick question on Jennifer Carol McNeill. Yeah, I kind of made a joke about who she might have insulted in Fine Gael to get this job. But then, you know, the current Taoiseach is a former Minister for Health. The previous Taoiseach is a former Minister for Health. The Taoiseach before that was a former Minister for Health.
It used to be that the rite of passage to becoming Taoiseach as leader was you had to be in a very significant finance, economic portfolio. And now it seems like you have to survive. As Brian Cowan called it, Ancola. Now you have to survive health to get into that. And look, there's been speculation about Jennifer Carol McNeill in this position for quite some time. But somebody I was talking to who was involved in the negotiation process says she was quite lively and vocal, and that she probably needed something to occupy her. So it's certainly going to be a busy department, a complex one. But interestingly, again, it wasn't something that featured largely in the election campaign. That's not to say for one second that the problems are solved, but it's not as prominent in the last two campaigns, the local election campaign and then the general election campaign. But she definitely has her work cut out for her, for sure. It's a very interesting mix. I also think Mary Butler going into Chief Whip will surprise a lot of people, as will Norma Foley going into Children and Disability. So a lot of the speculation, leaders love this. They love when the newspapers have got it wrong for weeks. And I remember being involved in one of these reshuffles, a mini reshuffle, where we had sedulously allowed the speculation to go on for weeks, and it was a different person. And God, did we suffered for the next couple of days after it.
Owen, but before I let you go, just on that Department of Justice and, you know, the Home Affairs brief and immigration that's kind of been wrapped up in it. One of our guests on the show yesterday made the point that every coalition government we've had has had a party of the left there, and they described them as an anchor or maybe kind of a moral compass. Now, listen, there's people in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael might reject the idea that they need a smaller party to act as a moral compass. But do you suspect we'll see a hardening of attitudes from this government?
I think there's a number of areas where there's real potential for the policy agenda to move to the right. I do think the Home Affairs is one of them. Although, in fairness to Jim, he's more of a liberal than on the traditional right of the party. So it'll be interesting to see how that works. But also on climate.
Socialist like Bertie.
But also on climate. I wouldn't go that far.
Please stop now. And move on.
And on housing. One of the interesting things that's going to be on housing is there's a huge lobby underway at the moment from the large global institutional investors to be able to get their teeth into social and affordable housing. We're seeing this in the newspapers. We're seeing this in. So actually, I do think, one, as a function of having more right-wing gene pool independence, but also not having, I wouldn't necessarily call the Greens left-wing in their last manifestation. They kind of fluctuate around at that label, but certainly a more liberal party. I think this is going to be the most right-wing government from a policy point of view. And I think that's deeply regrettable.
Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD and housing spokesperson, Mandy Johnson, presenter of Taking Stock. And before both, Mick Clifford joined us on the line, special with the Irish Examiner.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.